And I welcome all the new members of the Senate and expect we will have a great academic session, both fall and winter, and if need be, additional sessions, which we have experienced once in a while. Let me start with information number one, or A, which are informational items. First is we need a guide to help us through procedures and activities that occur at the Senate floor. And oftentimes, we need some guidance as to the proper policy matters and procedures. I am very pleased that Professor Jerry Grossman has agreed or consented to be our parliamentarian for the Senate. Please help me acknowledge his great work. Thank you. And you all know that oftentimes, we need to make a lot of different arrangements, whether it's in this room or we meet another room. That is one aspect, keeping the notes, keeping all the recording of Senate deliberation, et cetera, and arranging and communicating with the membership, steering committee, and so forth. The Secretary of the Senate is an important role that is played by Dr. Tamara Joshi. And on your behalf, I asked her to continue, and she has consented. Please help me thank her as well. The next item is appointment of Senate Election Committee, and I am very pleased that Professor Lynn Williams has agreed to chair that committee. A little later on, we'll announce the members and we'll conduct that business as well. A provost update, just a few observations. Last month on our campus has been a difficult one. We all experience different emotions and ideas and planning and all kind of issues were brought to fore all over the campus. And it was a difficult month for all of us. I want to offer some suggestions, one of which is I have been a member, a very active member of faculty for 25 years. I still think I am doing quite a bit as a faculty, mentoring master and graduate PhD students and undergraduates. So I'm in touch with the faculty issues, faculty needs, faculty aspirations. And I hope you will find that I work on your behalf, although I'm in administration, even though there may be disagreements as to what I do and do not do, but I do go to bat for faculty, and I will continue to do so. Sometimes results are not as we expected, but nevertheless, efforts are being made. The issues of last month have raised some issues on this campus and the community. What I like to present to you that in my capacity in this role as your representative in administration, I have worked with Professor Joe Russell as president of AUP twice at different times. I worked with Professor Kevin Grimm, who was president of AUP. I worked with Jim Chipolowski, and oftentimes going to their rooms and talking issues with them. I have no problem. If you call me, I'll show up in your office because this is our campus. And all I'm asking is I am ready to talk, ready to take your message. I'm not suggesting everything I hear and pass on will be heard, but at least an effort will be made on your behalf by me. And I work with all of them, and I work with very respectfully. Any one of you who work with me, if you disagree, let me know. I give you all the respect that due to you as a mentor, as a faculty member, and I expect that we all work in the Senate and university community as mentors and teachers who are exemplary to community, and students look up to us, that we conduct ourselves in civility and professionalism. I will try to do so. If I'm not aligned, please let me know. I think this is the highest body of university governance. We need to maintain decorum. And disagreements, sure. If we have disagreements, we don't agree, whatever options we have, we should follow those. But let's do it in a proper way that reflects our professionalism. And I couldn't be more grateful for the support I've received in the phone calls I have made to my colleagues and faculty to find common grounds, because this is our this is not Gary Russell University. This is not mine. It's our university. You all work here. You create results. You mentor students. And you are the reason the university is going forward. And I believe in that, because I believe a little piece belonged to me as well as a faculty. So let's work together. Disagreements, sure. Issues, sure, they'll come up. But be assured that if I have a chance, I'll be batting for you. With that, Dr. Russell, you have a comment?
Thank you. Okay. I would like to echo your thoughts that in the future, we work together, we work with civility and professionalism. I don't have your skill to speak for 5 minutes on the issue, but 30 seconds might do. And I do want to thank you personally throughout the hard times this summer. Never once from your office came out anything disrespectful of faculty, as we saw from some other sources. So the faculty really appreciate the fact of the respect you showed for all faculty during those hard times. And I also want to personally thank you for the effort you made to overturn the pay docking.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Russell. It's my pleasure, and I will continue to work for faculty. With your permission, let me move on. Item number B is a roll call. Tamara.
Good afternoon, everyone. Mary Ann Bednarski.
Here.
Pete Bertocci.
Here.
Dick Abervin.
Here.
Keith Bervin.
Here.
Vivian Chen. Natalie Cole. Brian Connery.
Here.
Mark Doman.
Here.
Andrea Ice.
Here.
Theo English. Bob Fulbert. Donna Free.
Here.
Peter Frick. Frank Giblin. Annie Gilson.
Here.
Jan Graetz.
Here.
Kevin Grimm.
Here.
Jerry Grossman.
Here.
Layla Gessus.
Here.
Ken Hightower,
here.
Odette Israeli, Francis Jackson,
present.
Bill Keane,
here.
John Kim,
here.
Serge Krug,
here.
Mike Lacha,
here.
Todd Liebert,
present.
Tom Lamarve,
here.
Barbara Mabee, Charles Marks,
here.
Mark Meadow,
here.
Jay Meehan,
here.
Fatma Millie, Karen Miller, Ken Mitten,
here.
Sean Moran, Annette Osborne,
here.
Tom Pedroni,
here.
Barb Penpraise,
here.
Michelle Piskulich,
here.
Mike Polis, Cheryl Riley Doucette,
here.
Joel Russell, Linda Schweitzer, Laura Shartman,
here.
Michelle Southward,
here.
Anna Spagnolo,
here.
Ron Sudol,
here.
Ann Switzer, Mohan Tanaru, Sally Tardella,
here.
Ron Tracy,
here.
Julie Volk, Julie Walters,
here.
Karen Wells,
here.
And Lynn Williams. Thank you.
Thank you. Item number C is the approval of the minutes of April 16th and May 1, 2009 meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Andrea Ice, second. Keith Berber. Any discussion? Hearing none, please indicate your approval of the minutes of the Senate meetings of April 16th and May 1st, 2009. Indicate your approval by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? So approved. Thank you. Item D is old business, and we have none because there was one item which was the second reading of the library constitution, which has been postponed. It will be presented to you later on. Item number E is new business, and it's an election of the steering committee. And I ask Professor Lynn Williams to come forward and constitute her group and her colleagues chaplains is Ken Mitchell and
Pete Perdace. Okay.
And let me, for those of you who are new or have not participated in this process, let me read it for you. The Senate Election Committee, at the first meeting, new Senate Constitution calls for the election of 6 senators to the Senate Steering Committee for the term of 2 years. The only limitation on electability of senators to the committee is that no more than 2 may be elected from any one organized faculty. The Steering Committee normally meets twice a month, Tuesday afternoon at 1, to set the Senate agenda, refer business to Senate committees, and receive reports, etc. Dr. Williams, you may proceed with the election process.
I'd like my colleagues on the committee to join me. We will open the floor to nominations. How we are going to conduct this today, the nominations will come from the floor. Ken is going to write the names on the PowerPoint so the slate will appear on the screen. After nominations have been closed, I will pass around ballots. There are 6 lines. You will write the names of the 6 people for whom you were voting. If we have only 6 nominations and nominations have been moved to be closed, I assume we'll elect by acclamation. Otherwise, we will vote on the ballot. So you will make sure you have something to write with. If you don't, borrow your neighbors. And if there are no questions concerning the process, I will now open the floor to nominations.
Point of order, Madam Chairman. Is it permissible for members of the election committee to also nominate?
I don't know.
Could you repeat that, please?
The question was whether...
Can members of the committee nominate?
Self-nominate?
Yeah. No, just nominate anyone.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Ron Tracy?
Yes.
Ann Switzer
from the library.
Francis Jackson
from School of Nursing. Mike?
At his request, Mike Polis, engineering.
Mike Polis, engineering.
Karen Miller
from the college.
Kevin Grimm, college.
Kevin Grimm.
Andrea Ice from the college.
Whoops. We may have to go through this if we're missing a name. What was the question?
The school or college affiliation.
Okay. We will do that as soon as we find all the names.
We have a name.
Mike Holmes, engineering. Have all your nominees made their way onto the screen? It has been moved that the nominations be closed. Is there a second? I have a second. Any discussion? Well, when we count, if there are 3 people from the college and they receive the 3 highest votes, only the 2 highest votes will be appointed to the steering committee, and then we'll move down the list. The only limitation is no more than 2 from one unit. So beyond that, it's not a problem. Joel?
Can I suggest that 3 from the college, we just vote for 2 of those, and elect the others by
5, 6, 7. Okay, that does make it easier if there are no more. Did we catch everyone's name that was nominated? Okay. The 3 from the college, Kevin, Andrea, and Karen Miller. Okay. It has been suggested. I'm sorry. Excuse me, Jerry. I need a vote on closing nominations. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. It has been suggested that for ease of writing, since the only, we have seven nominations, we need six, and three are from the college, we can only elect two from the college. So actually, all you have to do is vote between the three nominees from the College of Arts and Sciences, because the others will be, would be elected anyway automatically. Okay? Is that a problem?
So are these people.
Please stop voting if you've started. I am very willing to serve, but I do recall normally steering committee meets Tuesdays at 1. Is that correct? And I currently am teaching Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1. So unless you'd like, you know, to arrange a substitute for a semester or that sort of thing.
I mean, which will be fine too, is up to you.
You have done that in the past. I wasn't sure what the this. I wasn't sure what the standard was. So, well, with that understanding, then I'm happy to stand for election with the, maybe there'll be a sub for the this remainder of this term. Is that acceptable? Okay, thank you.
If you would pass to Donald Dow.
Will you still vote?
May we presume that everyone has had a chance to vote and pass it in to either Lynn or me? Anybody want to try another time? This is Chicago style? Okay, thanks.
Dr. Russell. I think we can do it while you're waiting for it. Yeah, please.
In the May meeting, the Senate voted to combine the former Budget Committee and the Planning Committee. Now, I know in the previous meeting I spoke against that, but this is a new Senate, and I would like to propose that we retain two separate committees. I think it's very critical those committees do all the work that their primary charges entail. The Budget Committee is going to be extremely critical as we move forward. We've seen several initiatives recently that really could stand review by a Senate committee and full discussion in the Senate. Just to name a few, the no loan tuition policy. That policy could cost anywhere from $3 to $6 million from the estimates we get from the financial aid office. And that was just implemented without any discussion by any Senate committee that might be involved in financial aid or by the Senate. We have the School of Medicine, which we know is privately funded and is not going to involve university funds. But there was an effort this year to freeze all salaries, to have the highest tuition rise in the state. And the people that have analyzed the budget the board approved in July estimate at least a $10 million surplus from that budget. That's about the money that some people calculate we'll need to run the School of Medicine next year. I think the Budget Committee should do a complete analysis of that budget and let everyone know the revenue and expenditure pictures. There's other things that the Budget Committee needs to look at. So those are just two that immediately are big examples of things that can't get done if the work of that committee is merged with the Program Review Committee. So I would like to move that we retain two separate committees.
Thank you.
Well, technically, the motion's out of order because all substantive motions have to be circulated to the senators before the meeting. So presumably, this is a suggestion that the steering committee put such a motion on the next meeting.
Thank you. Dr. Tracy, you were...
Well, I don't think he's suggesting that we reconsider our action from last time just to create a new Senate budget committee.
Okay. We're waiting for the ballots count.
It would seem to me that this is a motion to rescind previous action taken by the Senate. In other words, I think it's the way the motion, the way the statement has read is if we wanted to make a new motion to put it together. But I think what really is being made is a motion to rescind the action taken by the Senate in April.
Well, that's the other way to look at it.
Please go to the microphones, otherwise it isn't getting on the recording, and the recording is what Tamara uses for the minutes.
I think we need somebody from math department in that group. Vote counting. Thank you. Well, in the interest of time, let me move on to another item before they come back to the room, and that is the procedural motion to staff Senate Standing Committees, and Dr. Joshi will help us with that.
I'd like to update this list. Since I was able to post this on the website, there have been some vacancies filled. So at this moment, there's a vacancy on Academic Computing, General Education Committee, Student Academic Support Committee, and there are vacancies under the Planning and Budget Review Committee, as it currently, in its current iteration. There are vacancies still from Kresge, SBA, Health Sciences, and only one vacancy in the college. And on Ukui, there is one vacancy now from Health Sciences. So that's the updated list of vacancies. Thanks.
Thank you. Dr. Williams, we're eagerly expecting your verdict. Just a minute, Lynn. Tamara just mentioned the appointment on committees. We need to vote on those so we can move on to the other issue. Just a minute, Dr. Williams. Anybody who makes a motion to accept these recommendation on the committee staffing, please indicate so. Anyone moving to accept this? Natalie Cole, thank you. Second, Mike Lacha. Any objection, comments? If not, please indicate your approval by saying aye.
Aye.
Any oppose? Abstention? So approved. Thank you. Dr. Williams, please.
This was an interesting election. We thought we were going to have ties straight across the board. But the two members of the steering committee from the college will be Kevin Grimm and Karen Miller.
Thank you. Let me welcome and congratulate all the members of the new steering committee, and looking forward to working with you, and you'll be informed as to when we have meetings and agenda development and so forth. Thank you.
Can we go back to Joel's idea?
The suggestion is from our parliamentarian to further discuss Professor Joe Russell's comments, which was informational, I believe.
Well, if we view what he asked for was to rescind the action we took at the last meeting, then there is such a procedure, as Francis Jackson was explaining. It would require a two-thirds vote of those here or a majority of what Robert's Rules refers to as the entire membership, which presumably means the entire roster of the Senate. And under those circumstances, presumably we could act on it now if we felt so inclined.
Okay. Dr. Bourbon, please use the mic so we can record it.
If we were to wait and have the steering committee introduce it as a motion in the next meeting, will that require a two-thirds majority also, or is it just a standard vote
at
that point?
It would just be a standard motion at that point, requiring two readings. The second reading could be waived with vote of three-fourths of the people at the meeting. And after, when it got to the second reading, it would require just a simple majority.
Dr. Russell, is it appropriate we come back from the steering committee and I'm sorry?
I would like to refer to the steering committee.
Right. Okay. Thank you. We'll bring it to the steering committee and come back to the Senate. Thank you.
I have a question. Since this is going to require more time, what do we do about the current version of the committee? Because there is pending business for the committee.
Well, presumably we will have appointed people to the merged group.
and vacancies that should we fill or not fill?
Presumably we should begin by filling them, and then it could be split later if that's what the vote is.
Okay, then we'll proceed. There is a new program proposal that we do not want to have delay, so I will go ahead and move with the committee as it stands now.
It will be only a matter of a month or so. I think that it can still be accomplished what the intent was. Is that okay, Dr. Russell? Okay. Well, we move on to good and welfare. Any thoughts, comments are welcome. Dr. Jackson.
This year, the School of Business Administration will celebrate its 40th anniversary. And they have asked that some of the other schools and programs who interface with the school of business would join in this celebration. Nursing is sponsoring a program called Nursing as a Business, and it will take place on Thursday, October the 8th in Elliott Hall. And we're going to have nursing education as a business, nursing in the community as a business, healthcare as a business, and we also are going to have a presentation on the national healthcare plans that are being presented. And you have to register, it's free, but all are welcome.
Thank you. Please make a note and come and support this initiative by our faculty in Elliott Hall. Thank you. Jenny Gilroy.
Thank you. At your May meeting, Dick Abervin raised the question about whether we could enhance the ability of the faculty to report midterm grades in 1 and 200 level courses. We have been looking at possibilities. We have not yet been able to modify our system. However, we have a proposal that we think may save you some work and some confusion. If you are teaching a 1 or 200 level course, if you would simply enter an S grade on the whoever student happens to be first on your class list, that will make it clear that you have looked at your students. There are no students who are currently at risk in your class. And that way we can gather the list of everybody who submitted their midterm grades and the students will have their information. I believe October 23rd is listed as the date that midterm grades are due. We will turn on the midterm grading on sale on the 12th of October and leave it on through the 25th of October. Last year we had a number of people who called us the week after and asked if we'd turn it back on. It would be very helpful if you'd all have your midterm grades in before the 25th of October. One other thing on that subject, if anyone would care to take the time, it would be extremely helpful to us if you would also use the opportunity to fill in the zero attend hour if you have students you have not seen by the midterm. If you would just put zero under attend hours, then we won't have to bug you with that at the end of the semester when we're grading. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other comments? Dr. Russell.
Yesterday, the legislature, in discussion of the higher education appropriations, removed a lot of things from the appropriations. One of them was a promised scholarship. One of the House committees this morning put that back in, but it's not yet funded. I'd like to urge all of you to contact your representative and senator and urge them to vote to retain the promised scholarships. To make this easier for you, on the AUP website, under other useful links, there is a list of all representatives, all senators, and if you don't know what district you're in, there's a map for each. So you can find your district, you can find the name of your representative and senator, and I'd urge you to contact them and urge them to retain the promised grants.
Thank you. At lunchtime driving back, I heard on Radio 950, the news radio, where there were some Oakland students interviewed by the reporter. And they were talking about all the trouble they will go through because they had planned their year and so, and that this money, if it is taken away from them, it will cause a lot of hardship on them. So I think if we can support our students through what Dr. Russell indicated, it will be helpful. Because these things are still a little unstable in Lansing, and things do change at the last minute, so some pressure put on might work. Thank you. Any vote for adjournment?
So moved.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.